Sixth Perek of Bamitzia, second Mishnah. Seichas Umnim V'Chazu Behem Yodam Al Tachtoina. A person hires workers to work for him, the Kablonis. Kablonis means that they're not paid by the day, they're paid by the job. And they change their mind, then they get the, they lose out. What does it mean they lose out? If they did, they were hired to do the work, the job for 10 shekels. And they did half the job, and they changed their mind. But now to hire somebody for the second half of the job will cost 7 shekels. So even though they did half the work and they should be entitled to 5 shekels, but since it's going to cost 7 shekels to finish the job, they're going to only get the remaining 3 shekels. The same thing as the Baal Bais changes his mind and fires the work in the middle. He also, it's an improper thing to do, and also Yod Al Tachtoina, that if the prices went up, you can't say, well, I'm going to give you less than half. They get the first ones that worked for half of the job get their half, and now he has to add on for the second half. Yeah, anybody who changes from what he was supposed to do, he loses out. Mar says it's talking about a case where a person was given wool to dye, and he was supposed to dye it red, and he dyed it black, or the other way around. So since he didn't do what he was supposed to do, if it went up in value, so he will be paid only for his expenses. If it does not go up in value, he doesn't get any payment for his work. And Kol HaChoyz V'Yodal Tachdoyna, also, this is talking about a case where a person sold a field which is worth, let's say, 1,000 shekel, and he only got paid 200 shekel. And afterwards, the moicha changed his mind. So over here, his Yodal Tachdoyna means that even though the moicha, one who sold it, wants to change his mind, the lokech could say, either give me my money back or give me back money connected to the value of, give me a piece of land connected to the value of the money I bought. Now, we're talking about a case where the deal was made that as he pays, he's coin amount of karka equivalent to what he pays. So let's say the holding costs 1,000, he paid 200, he's already entitled to 200 worth of the land. Pays 400, he's worth entitled to 400 worth of the land. The agreement can be made up in other fashions, that even if he pays a little bit, he's entitled to the entire property, in which case the moicha would not be able to change his mind at all.